Okay, so let's do the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter 1,343. And Baruch Hashem, Yud Beis Tevis, Tavshin Yud Beis. This is on Brooklyn, Vad, Moshech, Farchabad, Avayelim, Yichu Shalom, Uvracha. The Rebbe is sending this to the group that was leadership of the village of Kfar Chabad. This is all in the beginning of the Rebbe's leadership. The Rebbe hasn't been yet the Rebbe for even a year yet. This was within the first year of the Rebbe's leadership, and the Rebbe needed to handle all the various different things. So here was the settlement of the Kfar Chabad. So the Rebbe writes, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 20th day of Kislev. That would be tomorrow. So the Rebbe said, I already sent you a telegram, and I'm quoting here from the telegram, that there was a special fund that was given for Shemitah, I guess, I'm understanding from the Rebbe's telegram, which means the people couldn't work. You know, in the village, one of the main, I guess, or some of the livelihood consisted of working the land, but the fact that it was the seventh year, they couldn't do it, so there was a special fund that was created by the joint, the Sukhnut, and that was based on the, I guess, the words or the commitment of Schwartz to Garadetsky, that is the Chabad representative, and he is now visiting in Eretz Yisrael, so I guess the Rebbe wanted them to contact them and stay in contact. The Rebbe says, I'm surprised about what you're saying. Maybe they told the Rebbe that he wasn't forthcoming with any funds or something, but the Rebbe says, I'm surprised because Dr. Schwartz said so clearly, and perhaps they are not disclosing this, so there shouldn't be too many people trying to get the funds, I guess, or other reasons. But I hope that if you are going to get the opportunity to meet with Dr. Schwartz, and you will remind him, but certainly with pleasantness and in a diplomatic way about the above, he will definitely be able, or he will be able to help you about this. The Rebbe says, it's a shame or chaval that you don't notify, you're not letting me know about the celebration of the Chag HaChagim, the festival of festivals, that's Yutis Kislev, with more detail. Because occasionally we can use it also over here, and certainly also in the Holy Land, Tibana Zekena. And publicizing this in a fitting way draws people also from those who are yet far groups, far away from Chabad, and especially the Rebbe. What's more important is the young people that are making Aliyah, that are coming to Israel to try to bring them in. The Rebbe is also attaching a copy of the letter in connection with the festival of Yutis Kislev. The Rebbe is asking to publicize it in the proper fitting way, because it's difficult to send each one individually, and blessings for Hatzlacha, success, both physically and spiritually, and to be able to notify good news all the day. So here the Rebbe was helping them try to get some of the funding, and the Rebbe was also demanding to let him know about what's going on, how the festival went, and so many times that once you have to, the Rebbe says there's a benefit, people can use that. But the other thing is also that if you have to give a report, then you know you make sure that you do something. If you don't have to give a report, then there's no commitment. So this is what the Rebbe asks everybody to let him know what they did or what went on.